Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, the Jannah program on your faith learning station, Radio Islam International. And in this program, we're having different features. From these features, we have the meaning of Muslim names, the translations of your favorite Arabic nasheeds, as well as the drama stories of the pious, and also some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget that some of these du'as which you are learning are from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some du'as are also from the ahadith of biography of the anbiya and the salihin and the pious people. We learn also from their lives and how they used to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget that this is an interactive program. That means you can call in for the meaning of Muslim names and for also recommendations of Anasheed on 011-854-1548, and the email is onair@radioislam.co.za. The dua we are having for today is a dua for fulfilling your needs. And we say that there's some various du'as actually for this specific thing, fulfilling your needs. If you need something and you wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, then the istighfar is very helpful in such situation like that. Then there is also a du'a of Sayyidina Zainul Abideen, Ibn al-Hasan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu. And it's narrated in the Af'ar that he used to recite this du'a. He says, كما اللهم كما فلقت البحر لموسى عليه السلام ونجيته أسألك أن تصلي على محمد وآله وأن تنجيني مما أنا فيه وتفرج عني فرجا عاجلا غير آجل بفضلك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Beautiful dua from the author narrated that Sayyidina Zainul Abideen رضي الله عنه used to recite this wonderful dua. And we learn also from such du'as of pious people and tabi'een and sahaba, how they used to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of the etiquettes of making du'a to send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his name, and to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning as well, and at the end of the du'a as well. We see the dua, it says, كَمَا فَلَقْتَ اللَّهُمَّ كَمَا فَلَقْتَ الْبَحْرَ لِمُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَنَجَّيْتَ أَسْأَلُكَ أَن تُصَلِّي عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَن تُنْجِينِي مِمَّا أَنَا فِيهِ وَتُفَرِّجُ عَنِّي فَرَجًا عَاجِلًا غَيْرَ آجِلٍ بِفَضْلِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. We'll see when we're doing the translation now, how this dua have many wonderful things and can save the person also. If you have some difficulty or problem, then this dua is also very helpful. Dua says, Allahumma kama falaqta al-bahra li Musa, O Allah, as you have helped Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and saved him from Fir'aun by drowning him in the sea. As'aluka an tusalli ala Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa antunjini. Says, I ask you to send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. You see, sending peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also one of the etiquettes of dua. Wa antunjini, and that you save me mimma ana fihi, from the condition which I am in or I'm suffering in. Wa tufarrija anni farajan ajilan ghayra ajilin, and that you save me from the condition I am in and make it easy for me in a quick manner. بفضلك ورحمتك, you see, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your fadl and through your rahmah, ya arhamar rahimin, and calling upon Allah by his names, ya arhamar rahimin, you are the most merciful. Very beautiful dua indeed. We learn from Sayyidina Zainul Abideen the dua once again, Allahumma kama falaqta al-bahra li Musa alayhi salam wa najayta, as'aluka an tusalli ala Muhammadin wa alih wa an tunjini mimma ana fihi وتفرج عني فرجا عاجلا غير آجل بفضلك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
لا تحصى محامده وليس تحصر في حد ولا عدد. تبارك الله لا تحصى محامده وليس تحصر في حد ولا عدد.
ما في الوجود ولا في الكون من أحد إلا فقير لفضل الواحد الأحد.
ما في
الوجود ولا في الكون من أحد إلا فقير لفضل الواحد الأحد. سبحان من خلق الأكوان من عدم وعمها منه بالإفضال والمجد.
Glory be to Allah whose blessings are countless. There is none in the universe but needs the grace and bounties of Allah, the one and only. Glory be to Him who created the worlds and gave sustenance and support to everyone. He is Allah, and besides Allah, we need no one.
Allahu Allahu la abghi bihi badalan. Allahu Allahu maqsoodi wa mu'tamadi. Allahu Allahu la abghi bihi badalan. الله الله مقصودي ومعتمدي. الله الله لا أحصي ثناه ولا أرجو سواه لكشف الضر والشدد. تبارك الله لا تحصى محامده وليس تحصر في حد ولا عدد. تبارك الله لا تحصى محامده وليس تحصر في حد ولا عدد.
تبارك الله.
All our praises are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still insufficient to His great blessings upon us. We hurl to Him always to remove our troubles and difficulties. He is the shelter, the savior of those who seek guidance and those who are afflicted with calamities. O Allah, you are near from us. You answer the supplications. Here we are asking you to grant us from your endless favors.
يا من شغلته الأبواب بادر للتوبة أسلم واذكر يوما لا تقواه عند الله أن تندم واذكر يوما لا تقواه عند الله أن تندم سلم للذي تواه كل الناس ما دم يا مهتم لا تهتم عندي صبري كل الهم يا مهتم
O you who is busy following his evil desires, repent to Allah and be in the safe side before it's too late. Remember the coming of the Day of Judgment, when it will not be helpful to repent or regret. Submit to the one who created all mankind from Adam alayhi salam.
يا حسن القاسمة يا مهتم يا
beautiful nasheed in the background. The nasheed speaking about the importance of repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she says, O you who are looking for Allah's way and Allah's forgiveness, join the company of true Muslims so that you, when you do any shortcoming, they will remind you, and stay away from the untrue people, the false people who are trying to seduce you and take you away from the guidance. O you who is distracted by the temptation of this life from the remembrance of Allah, I am just reminding you and commanding you not to forget Allah one day. Almost 11:30, and you're listening to Radio Islam International. Right now, inshallah, we'll be listening to the drama Stories of the Pious, after which we'll be taking your calls for the Muslim names. Stay tuned.
Today, Hafiz, alhamdulillah, I have to still go to the souk to sell them and get some money to buy food for my family. I wonder how come a strong man like yourself working this hard job of cutting the woods of the jungle then selling it.
My strength only came when I work hard in cutting the trees, my friend. I don't know any other job but this one. And even my father, may Allah have mercy on him, also worked as a woodcutter.
So then it's a family job then.
I have to go now. Assalamu alaikum.
Help me please. Please help me heal my son. All people come to you, dear tree, and you help them, so help me too.
What are you doing, poor man? Are you praying to the tree?
Yes, this is a holy tree. We pray to it so that it helps us.
What? Inna lillah. Are you worshipping a tree? Where is your mind? There is only but one God. A tree can't benefit you, nor harm you.
Leave us alone, woodcutter. All the people of the surrounding villages come to this tree and worship it. So please don't intervene.
Is it? I swear to cut it then.
You can't cut it. Can't you see how many people are around the trunk of the tree? They will kill you if you just come near.
I think you better go home safely, woodcutter.
Yes, otherwise we'll pay with your life.
Don't you think, dear brothers? Do you worship a tree and leave Allah, the Great One, the Creator of all that exists?
We are tired of your advices. You better leave now.
Okay. I will leave.
But I swear to come at night and cut it off.
Here we are. There is no one by the tree. Let me go. Let me go quickly and cut it. It won't take me 5 minutes before I eradicate it completely. Tomorrow, they won't even know where it was.
Where do you think yourself going, woodcutter?
Huh? Where did you come from? How come I didn't see you?
Where are you going to, young man?
As you can see, I have my axe in my hand, and I will remove this gum tree.
What? Why you want to do this?
Because people are worshipping it beside Allah. I will teach them a lesson that the tree they worshipped can't even defend itself. There is only but one God. He is perfect and unique. And He is not limited in human or in any of His creations. He is great.
But you can't cut it.
I can. Watch me.
I won't watch you. I will prevent you.
What? Do you think you can prevent me?
You better stay away so you don't get hurt, young man.
You have to say this to yourself.
Don't be betrayed by your strong body, woodcutter.
I'm not betrayed by my strength. I came here in the path of Allah to cut this tree, and no power ever will prevent me, even if you were the strongest human that ever lived.
Human? I'm not a human, woodcutter.
Then who are you?
I am the Shaitan.
Shaitan? Even if you were Shaitan, I will still cut the tree which people are worshipping beside Allah. I'm not afraid of you.
Then you will have to overtake me first, and I'm afraid you will be killed.
Well, if this is what you say, then let's see. It will be my first time to wrestle a Satan. Here you are, on the ground, your neck under my feet, Iblis. You repay your life now.
No, no, please don't kill me. Leave the gum tree, and I promise to give you a golden dinar every day.
Huh? Are you serious?
Yes, I promise. I'll give you a golden dinar every day. Here is one for today.
But what if you lied to me, and one day you stop giving me the dinar?
Then you can come here and cut the tree.
Okay, this is a good idea. Dear, where will I find you?
You don't need to find me. You will wake up every day, and you will find the golden dinar under your pillow.
Okay, it's fine. So I don't have to go anywhere.
Yes. See you, my friend. See you.
See you. See you. Huh? Huh? He disappeared. No doubt he is Shaitan, as he told me. He came in a human form. Okay. Let me go now quickly and buy some food for my family. No doubt I will be very rich in less than a month.
My husband, people will envy us for it.
I bought it yesterday only. Now we will live here. No need for that ancient poor house.
Won't you tell me the secret behind the golden coin we found daily under the pillow?
No. I won't tell you. And stop asking me this every day. I buy for you all what you wish. So please, be obedient and nice.
Okay. Don't get angry. I was afraid it would stop.
No, don't worry. It won't stop. It will never stop. Otherwise, I will go cut the gum tree. I will go cut the gum tree. Can you hear me? I will go cut it. Don't forget.
What gum tree?
Shh. I wasn't talking to you. Just go prepare for us some nice food.
Okay. As you like.
Okay, move a little bit. Let me check the pillow to get the dinar of today. Huh? There is no dinar. There is no dinar.
Search well. Look properly.
There is nothing. No doubt he didn't put today.
Who?
It's not your business. I swear to go and cut the tree. Now, he thinks he can betray me. I will show him.
Thank you. Where do you think yourself going, woodcutter?
Oh, you are here then, trickster.
I see you have become very rich. Your clothes now are very expensive. Don't you remember your previous rotten clothes?
This is not your business. Today, I didn't find my golden dinar. You broke the deal.
Don't be greedy. I gave you so much.
No. It was a deal. We said if you didn't pay me a dinar every day, then I will come to cut the gum tree. And here we are.
You can't cut it this time.
And who will prevent me?
Me.
You? Didn't you give up from last time? You better don't try again.
I will stop you this time.
Well, it's your choice. Leave me. Leave me. My neck. Leave me.
Didn't I tell you? Can't beat me this time. Now your neck under my feet.
You deceived me. You delayed the fight so that you get more power.
More power? My power is the same, and even your power too. But you defeated me that time when you were fighting the path of Allah. But now things changed. You're fighting now in the path of the golden dinar. This is why I overcome you.
ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا.
Save more with our Pick and Pay Low Price Carnival 2015. PNP Fresh Milk Assorted, 2 litre, 1980. Awesome Long Grain Parboiled Rice, 2 kg, 1590. PNP Super Maize Meal, 5 kg, 2690. PNP No Name Macaroni or Spaghetti, 500 grams, Piney 3 for 1990. D-Lite 37% Fat Spread, 1 kg Tub, 1690. Save more with our Pick and Pay Low Price Carnival. Prices valid 5th to 8th November 2015.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Perez Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Perez Motor Spares, 48 Peter Ace Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry, the place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Madrasa Salihat, a girls' institution situated on 30 Bird Street, Mayfair, under the supervision of Maulana Rafiq Haturani, ensure that your child seizes this golden opportunity. Courses offered include 4-year Alima classes, HIFS classes, and grade 8 and grade 9 schooling available for girls in the afternoon, which is run independently. Please note, a full-time secretary is required. For more information, please contact 082-213-7678. For school inquiries, contact 082-295-4795 or 011-837-9822. Madrasa Salihat, striving to impart a high level of Islamic education while great emphasis is placed on tarbiyah.
The Dressmaker's Shop, Green Hill Road, Amarantia, invites you to Joburg's biggest 50% off fabric sale. Pop-up shop, from Habi and Lace to braids and buttons, to a quality selection of fabric, everything reduced by 50%. So come on, buy a meter, buy a roll, but don't miss out, as everything must be sold. Open 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily, opposite Green Hill Grocer, Amarantia. Call 011-646-1206 or 082-415-2526.
To 12 and you are listening to Radio Islam International. Welcome back to our program Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we'll be discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548. Inshallah, in this time of the program, we will be taking your calls. The number to dial is 011-854-1548, and also our engineer is waiting for your calls, inshallah, on this number. You can also email us on a@radioislam.co.za and jaad@radioislam.co.za. Right, in each program we recommend that we give good names to our children. The good names are these names that carry good meanings. So Islamic names are names that carry good meanings. And it's preferable to keep the names in Arabic, and also to keep names of Sahaba, names of pious people, names of Tabi'een. All this is considered good names, inshallah, recommended names. And in each program, as we said, we recommend some names while waiting for your calls on 011-854-1548, and the email is onair@radioislam.co.za. The first name we're recommending for today is a boy name, the name Sa'id. Sa'id, it's a Sahabi name, the name of Sayyidina Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib radiallahu an. The meaning of Sa'id is happy, pleased, fortunate. And it's a good name for boys, Sa'id, the name of Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Musayyib and Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr. And many Sahaba have this name, Sa'id. Very good name for boys, means happy. For female, you can make it Sa'ida. Just adding the round ta at the end, it makes the name Sa'ida, which means happy, pleased, content, and so on. So it's a good name for both boys and girls. That's Sa'id or Sa'ida for female. Then another name
For boys?
Imad. Imad. Imad is Ayn Mim Alif Dal. Imad. It means pillar. It means also support. That's Imad for a boy. It refers to the person who is helpful. The person who gives support to others and is helpful is called in Arabic Imad. Imad. Literally, Imad means pillar. A female name, Amal. The name Amal is a female name. A good name means hope. Amal means hope. And Amal also refers to the good wishes. That's Amal. Right? That's the name Amal for a girl. Then a male name, the name Iyad. Iyad. I-Y-A-D. Iyad. In Arabic it's Alif Ya Alif Dal. Iyad refers to the person who is also helpful and supportive to others. That's Iyad for a boy. Then you've got the name Mansur. Mansur. A boy name, Mansur. Mim, Noon, Sad, Waw, and Ra. Mansur, which means victorious. Victorious, winning. That's Mansur for a boy. Right, then a female name, Basma. Basma. Ba, Seen, Mim, and Ramta. Basma, a female name. And the name Basma means a smile. Basma means a smile. It's a good name for female. Basma, a common Arabic name. Basma. Another female name, Wafa. Wafa. Wafa is Waw, Fa, Alif, and Hamza. Wafa means a loyal person, a sincere person. Wafa, a common female name. Wafa for a girl. Waw, Fa, Alif, and Hamza. In English, you can spell it W-A-F-A-A. Wafa means loyal or sincere. Don't forget, our engineer for today, Brother Ziad, waiting for your calls on 011-854-1548. The lines are open and you can ask all your questions related to names. Inshallah, we will be trying to help you in this program. Another name, the name Abdul Rahman is a boy name that is recommended and comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's one of the best names. And Abdul Rahman means servant of Allah, the most merciful. We recommend this name as well, Abdul Rahman. And many sahaba got the name Abdul Rahman. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, and so many sahaba got the name Abdul Rahman. A female name, Khayriya. Khayriya. Khayriya is a good name for female. Khayriya. Kha, ya, ra, ya, and raunta. It means a charitable person. Khayriya. A charitable person. Also, it refers to the person who is good. Good, pious, and kind. Khayriya. We have the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, where are you calling us from?
Tunisia.
And what's your question?
The name Isa.
Isa, a good name mentioned in the Quran. Isa, the name of Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam radiallahu an. Sorry, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have peace on him. And the name Isa is said that the literal meaning of it is from Hebrew language. We don't know the exact meaning for sure, but we just keep it because it's a prophet name.
Okay, Jazakallah.
All right, Jazakumullah khair. That's the name Isa for a boy. Now let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Right, we're still waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. The name Mushira. Mushira. For a female, Mushira. Mim, Sheen, Ya, Ra, and Raunta. Mushira. It refers to the person who is giving good consultation. Good consultation, it's called Mushira for female. Refers also to the leader. The person who is a leader, that's Mushira for female. A boy named Salim. Salim means secured and safe. Salim, secured and safe. Salim. There is Salim also, have the same meaning, Salim and Salim, peaceful and secured. That's a good name for boy. Both of them have the same meaning. Salim and Salim have the same meaning. Right, the next call, assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening. Where are you calling us from?
Cambridge.
And what's your question?
Mahdiya.
Mahdiya is truly guided.
Okay.
Right, a good Arabic thing. Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you give me the, what is the meaning of the name Zarina?
Zarina. A Persian name means golden.
But not Zarina, Serena.
With the S.
With the S, G. S-E-R-E-N-A.
With the S, it's a kind of a tree, but the more common one is Zarina, with a Z.
With a Z.
Yes.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, brother, where are you calling us from?
Azadfa.
And what's your question?
Mubashira.
Mubashira. A good name means someone who comes with glad tiding. Mubashir, from Bushra, which means glad tiding or good news. So Mubashira means the one who always comes with good news.
Okay, and Asma?
Asma means elevated and noble. It's a good name for female as well, and a Sahabiya's name, Sayyid Asma bint Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha.
And Yusuf?
Yusuf is a prophet name mentioned in the Quran, and the title of a whole chapter, Surah Yusuf, and the meaning of it is increasing and abundance.
Okay.
Right, Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Sister, where are you calling us from?
Durban.
From Durban. And what's your question?
I want to know if there's a name, Ummi Ayman.
Yes, Ummi Ayman was one of the Sahabiyat. Means mother. Ayman means, Ayman is the son of her son, and Ayman literally means the blessed one. So the mother of the blessed one.
So is it a girl's name or
it's a girl's name. It's a girl's name. Ayman only means it's a boy's name. Ayman only. It's a boy name, means blessed.
Oh.
While Ayman is a girl's name, means the mother of the blessed one.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Right? Okay, my sister, Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Durban. I need to know the name of the meaning of Sahal.
Sahal is a good name, means soft and easy and kind, and it's the name of many of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the other name is Abdullah, which is also a Sahabi name and means servant of Allah.
Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khairan, sister. We're waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. We'll be taking, inshallah, the last four calls before we end our program. The last four calls. Right, while waiting for your calls, do you have callers, Ziyad? Okay, let's see if we have calls. We're waiting still for the calls on 011-854-1548. We recommend also the name Hanan for a girl, not Hanan, Hanan. Hanan means kindness. Hanan refers to the merciful, kind person, Hanan for a girl. Ha, Noon, Alif, Noon, Hanan. It's a good name for a girl. There is the name Imam. Imam. We know the Imam. It's a common word. But Imam means leader in Arabic. Leader. Imam. Some people give it as a male name. So what's your name? You say, my name is Imam. Leader. Right. Then we take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
I would like to know the names Ilyas and Zubair.
Ilyas is a boy name, a prophet name mentioned in the Quran. She said that the meaning of it means Allah is my salvation. The other one is? Sorry.
Oh, and Mulana, I would like to know about Sufyan.
Sufyan is a Tabi'in's name and means devoted, and is the name of Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anhu.
Oh, okay, Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. The next call, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister, where are you calling us from?
From Natal. I just want to find out the name Zakiya.
Zakiya means intelligent. Zakiya, if you pronounce it, Zakiya also means pure and virtuous. It's a good name for girls.
Jazakallah.
Alright, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Let's take the next call.
Assalamu alaikum. Please listen to us from the telephone, sister. Oh, brother.
Sister?
Yes.
Oh, brother.
What's your question?
Can I please know what's the name of meaning of Ahmad Tamiz?
Can you please listen to us? Yes, can you please listen to us only from the telephone? Ahmad means the praised one and Tamiz means distinguished. Right, Jazakumullah. Do you have other callers? Okay, I think we don't have calls, so we come to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the Jannah program. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu alayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.